Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Tigress Corner Talk Radio, brought to you by Tigress Women Insiders and Blog Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Ms. Stephanie J., the Tigress Queen, and welcome to another edition of Inspiration Tuesday here on Tigress Corner Talk Radio, where yours truly will give just a little more of motivation and this bold encouragement for the next 15 minutes to do the rest of your work week. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. And for this edition of Inspiration Tuesday, I'm going to continue on the path here of using a few scripture references to kind of relate to tonight's topic. The first scripture reference I'd like to use is from the New International Version Bible, taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 1. He who walks with the wise grows, but a companion of fools suffers harm. And then from the Bible Basic English Version, in the book, Friend is loving at all times and becomes a brother in times of trouble. And then my last scripture reference is again taken from the National Version Bible, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, verse 17, and it states, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And now I also like to, of course, give a definition of whatever topic that I want to talk about for these broadcasts on Inspiration Tuesday. And I'd like to kind of expound on what the definition of a friend is, what the definition of friendship is. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of a friend is a person who helps or supports someone or something, one attached to another by affection or esteem. Also, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of friendship is the state of being friend, the quality or state of being friendly. And lastly, according to Merriam-Webster, the definition of trust is assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something, one in which confidence is placed. Now, listen, I'd like to ask you, what is your definition of friendship? I believe that friendship is a gift of people, which is why some friendships don't last, because at some point, once those people involved with realizes that they don't have to have to be fine as it could be what the cost of most of the pieces. Now, at the end of the day, the basic consider a healthy friendship to be one that consists of mutual trust and respect between two people who truly understand that a real friendship cannot survive without these two factors. In a healthy friendship, both people trust that the words asked from one to the other will not be intentionally malicious, vindictive, hurtful, rude, or selfish, even if at the time you're engaging those words or actions are meant to be brutally honest with the other tone of love. When there is a real mutual respect and trust between two friends, both people involved can rely on each other to lift one another up when they are down, pick one another up when they fall, and live a loving, healthy pair with life on the table. I also believe that a healthy friendship consists of two people uplifting each other and not speak to each other, and having daily happiness as the test for one another in times of peace. Now, you may say, as fast as you can, 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 and then you fall for it, as a sister, since you can be, but even if you can, consider an unhealthy friendship to be one that consists of selfishness, a lack of trust, and self-serving ulterior motives. But is a friendship filled with those negative factors really a friendship? Does it even deserve to be called or labeled friendship? Or should it be called an unhealthy, counterproductive association? Unfortunately, so many of us at times have more of these kinds of friendships and either don't realize or we do realize but become unconsciously codependent. However, at some point, we must realize that these kinds of unhealthy associations do more damage than good, and we must release ourselves from it at some point. I'm speaking from real life. Friendships are like relationships in life. They must be mutually nurtured, cared for, respected, and appreciated. To involve, to build up the friendship, then it will eventually fall. As we get older and wiser, we should make it a habit to take inventory of our personal, especially ones that we know deep down in our hearts are not really or no longer building us up, but are in fact tearing us down this way. It doesn't matter how many years you've known someone called friend life. It's the quality of your friendship with that person, story of your friendship today. Are all of your friendships healthy or unhealthy? Are you a good friend in your friendship? Because we all say, well, we're a good friend in our friendship, and we know the kids are all I know I've had to do it. How am I contributing to this friendship? Are your friendships, like I said, adding to the quality of your life? Do you have friends that seem to take from you more than they give? Do you have friends that always seem to have a negative spirit and can never seem to rejoice with you when something good happens to you? Do you have friends that always seem to have an ulterior self-serving motive for being acquainted with you? That you can see when you are ready to take inventory of yourself, your life, and the people you have surrounded yourself with. Sometimes this can be a bittersweet thing. But I know, because like I said, I speak from my own experience, when I say that you will appreciate it in the long run. Be grateful that you were brave enough to take that step. After all, it's important to clean house every once in a while as it relates to some people in your life who have somehow or in some way outstayed their welcome, or whom you have outgrown, because it's been life of time. So while I do love you, maybe in this particular, thank you all for joining us. Thank you. that we have a special treat on Saturday, February the 7th. Episode of Talk Radio, because we will have studio guest, gospel supporting gospel artist, Sean Houston. Cassidy. That day, but that was now with National Artist Sean Houston.
Thank you.